This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here with a dietary supplement health warning. We have both Zero Hedge and the Epoch Times now promoting a substance called Shilajit, which it looks like it might be pronounced Shilajit, but I think it's pronounced Shilajit, S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T. And the headline from the Epoch Times, which was reposted by Zero Hedge, is Shilajit, boost energy, enhance brain function, mitigate bone loss, and more. And the subhead is, oozing from ancient rock is a substance that has been used for centuries in healing. So has mercury, by the way. And in fact, there are a lot of similarities between Shilajit and mercury, given that Shilajit has alarming levels of heavy metals, at least the samples that we tested. We started testing back in 2016. We published test results. I'll read some of them for you here. But this article goes on to talk about this as nature's ancient elixir. High in the Himalayas, it says, Shilajit seeps from the rocks, a tar-like byproduct of centuries-old decomposed plant matter with a composition rich in minerals, fulvic acid, and humic acids. And it occupies a revered spot in Ayurvedic medicine as a rasayana aimed at promoting longevity and revitalizing the body and mind. So we conducted tests on multiple brands of Shilajit. Let's see, we tested 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different brands. We found what I would consider to be shockingly high levels of aluminum and lead and arsenic in some of the samples as well. We published these back in 2016. And Shilajit is in the category of so-called dietary products that I don't think have any business being dietary at all. They are not agricultural products. They're not plants. They're not grown. These are essentially mined minerals, or in the case of Shilajit, they are scraped from between the rocks. They're basically harvesting rock tar, or you know, some kind of tar. And we found, by the way, over 1,300 parts per million aluminum in one of the brands. That's not a typo. 1,300 plus parts per million aluminum. We also found lead that was over 2.8 parts per million, or over 2,800 parts per billion in the highest sample that we tested. But there are several products in this category. We've been covering this for many years. And by the way, let me just say, I don't believe that Zero Hedge or the Epoch Times intended any sort of malicious harm in publishing this. I think they simply did not know. And I will mention, by the way, that the Epoch Times or Zero Hedge or other publishers, you're welcome to reach out to myself, my company, if you have questions about the heavy metals content of something that you want to write about or you want to promote or you want to sell. I am happy to work with you, usually at no cost, by the way. And we are the most experienced and most qualified food and supplement heavy metals testing organization in the world. I think we conduct more tests than the FDA does. We conduct more tests than any university and any corporation that I'm aware of anywhere in the world. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of tests that we've conducted on foods and supplements and personal care products. And we actually run almost every day, two mass spec instruments. And we've been doing that since 2013? It seems like we've been doing this for 10 years now. So there's nobody who has tested more of these products than we have. And although Zero Hedge and the Epoch Times, I don't believe they had any malicious intent at all. They don't want to harm their readers. But if a reader listens to this information from those publishers, then a reader actually could be harmed. Because if they take these products thinking that it's going to enhance their cognitive support or brain function, as it says in the headline, and then it turns out they're getting a daily dose of excess lead from one or more of these products, well, lead actually causes neurological damage. Lead causes retardation. It's known to do that. Low IQs. So this is very alarming to me to see a headline that says, oh, it's going to enhance brain function. But if you actually look at what's in the product, it contains an alarmingly high level, at least the samples that we tested, alarmingly high levels of lead, which is known to cause cognitive damage, permanent cognitive damage, especially in children. So I believe that these publishers, you know, they have a responsibility to know the difference between food and something that's just mined out of the ground and sold as a supplement that's not an agricultural product. And that's what Shilajit is. Now, there are two other products that I've encountered over the 20 plus years that I've been doing this that fall into the same category. One of them, or one of the other ones, is zeolites. Zeolites have also been very heavily marketed. They're a very high profit item because they can be simply mined out of the ground. There are large deposits of zeolites, which are aluminosilicates. And yes, you probably figured out from that term, aluminosilicates, that they're very high in aluminum and also undigestible silica, by the way. And I remember for a number of years, a lot of the zeolite companies would grind it up into smaller and smaller bits, and they would have zeolite powders, and they would say it's higher absorption. And I was really alarmed by that because we don't need more aluminum. You know, aluminum has been linked to a number of health issues, one of which is dementia or Alzheimer's. And the human body actually has mechanisms to try to eliminate aluminum. So do animals. There's excess aluminum in the soil. And a lot of foods have some level of aluminum in them. Your body's always trying to get rid of aluminum. You don't need to supplement with aluminum. And so zeolites, I've issued many warnings about zeolites over the years. One zeolite company that I know of actually went to some lengths to have a lower aluminum zeolite. So there are some zeolite products out there that are much better than others. But by and large, the zeolite products, and I actually still have some from probably 8 years ago. I save these samples for, you know, in case I'm ever challenged in court or something. I actually have the samples. We have the logs. We have the ISO accreditation, everything. I could reproduce the results from day one that we started testing all these things. And our lab, being that it's ISO accredited, is recognized in any court of law in Western civilization. So we actually keep samples so that other labs can test and confirm what we found. And if any lab tests the typical zeolites that are sold, even sold on Amazon, you're going to find crazy high levels of aluminum. So there are a lot of people out there who are just eating aluminum or aluminosilicates. That's the form that they're eating. And they're thinking that this is some kind of a daily vitamin of some kind or a daily detox. And I would be very cautious about that. And then there's another product that I encountered many years ago that was called Adia Clarity. And it was sold as a dietary supplement that you were supposed to drink shots of it. It was also very high in aluminum. And the manufacturer of this product, and one of the key promoters of it, actually years later, came back to me and apologized and did an interview apologizing for the whole fiasco. But initially, the label was very deceptive because it would label certain minerals that it contained, like lead and zinc, but it left off aluminum. Well, of course, we had it tested and found out that it had very high levels of aluminum. I think it was over 1,000 parts per million, but that's just going from memory. I'd have to go back and check that. Anyway, Adia Clarity was sold as a detox supplement, and you were supposed to drink it every day or drink it multiple times a day. Some people filmed videos showing people drinking it out of shot glasses. And then there were many reports of people that would have like black substance oozing out of their fingernails, and some people would have substances oozing out of their ears or other orifices, and it was all called part of the detox process. Well, it turns out that this was actually just people were drinking toxic elements, is what it was. And I see a very similar thing with Shilajit. They are eating toxic elements, lead, arsenic, and aluminum. These are toxic elements. There's no debate about that. And in every one of these cases, I am personally aware of promoters of these products who either got extremely ill or have died. And one such case is Jameth Sheridan, the late Jameth Sheridan of Health Force, who was a very heavy promoter of Shilajit and also zeolites. And in the Shilajit category, they tested the highest. In fact, the Health Force Shilajit Supreme, that's the one that is over 1,300 parts per million aluminum as tested in 2016. And 2.8 plus parts per million lead. Again, those were tests back in 2016. The composition may have changed since then, but this is what we saw at that time. And James Sheridan died. And there was a tremendous amount of what I consider to be a cover-up about his death. He died, and there was his company for a while refused to admit that he died. And it wasn't until we were actually prying into the Health Force company, like, where's James Sheridan? Eventually, they had to come out and publicly admit that, well, he died. And I don't wish death upon anybody. I pray for Jameth's soul and his family. And I don't celebrate anybody dying, but cause and effect does matter. When you eat something, if you're eating toxic elements and you're eating it every single day, then, you know, there's going to be an effect. And what was really alarming to me in these three examples of zeolites and shilajit and adiaclarity is that all three of these were examples of toxic elements being heavily promoted throughout the natural health industry. And I remember that adiaclarity, for example, was very heavily promoted by some rabbis too. And when I started exposing the truth about adiaclarity, I got a tremendous amount of hate and threats and all kinds of things because it was making so much money for a lot of people, including some of these rabbis. And it was a revenue stream for them, even though, in my opinion, people were being harmed by this product. People were being poisoned. That's why I went public with this. And by the way, in all three of these cases, by the way, the FDA did nothing. And Amazon.com did nothing. And to this day, you can still buy these products and others that we have exposed over the years on Amazon.com. Amazon will gladly sell you something that will poison you, by the way. They have no issue with that. They have no morality. They're just moving boxes. They're just in business. Amazon.com, as long as it's not illegal, they will sell it to you, even if it's unethical or immoral. I think everybody realizes that at this point. So to this day, you can still buy products on Amazon that are sold as dietary supplements that, in my professional opinion, as a published scientist, as a laboratory owner, and as a nutrition and health supplement expert, I would say that Amazon is selling products that are potentially quite harmful to people and that they should stop doing that. In the meantime, I'm sounding the alarm just to warn people to do your research. Look into this. If you're going to take something like zeolites and you think it's a detox, you should ask, why is there so much aluminum in this? Why are you eating aluminum if you're trying to get rid of metals? You're eating, you know, you're swallowing aluminum in large quantities when it comes to zeolites or most zeolite brands. Shilajit, similar story, although again, lead levels vary. So let me bring you an example. The lowest level of lead that we found in shilajit was a shilajit powder from a company called Ohio, but spelled with a J, O-J-I-O, or Ohio, maybe. That was 70 parts per billion. Now, at 70 parts per billion, I would not consider that to be extremely dangerous. 70 parts per billion lead is a respectable low level that actually on my own heavy metals rating would earn it an A triple plus rating. So I would not be concerned about 70 parts per billion. But then the Health Force product back in 2016 tested at 2,800 plus parts per billion. So you see there's a very large gap. Depending on what brand of shilajit you are getting, you might get multiples more of lead or aluminum or arsenic, for that matter. And since almost nobody actually in the whole industry, almost nobody tests these things. The resellers don't conduct testing. The manufacturers generally do not conduct testing, although there may be exceptions to that that I'm not aware of. But by and large, my knowledge of the industry is that manufacturers almost never test their products for heavy metals. They simply, it's not a customary practice. And anybody in the industry would confirm that, including the FDA. It's not a customary practice. Almost nobody does it. We are very different in the fact that we do it. Now, back to Adya Clarity. That product is actually a pool cleaning flocculant that's high in aluminum. And it turns out that if you have the right form of aluminum, then it will tend to aggregate contaminant particles in water and cause those particles to sink to the bottom of the water, or in the case of a swimming pool, to get caught in the filter traps. And so these flocculants, as they're called, are sold on Amazon.com. In fact, just to prove this to you, I'm going to bring one up right now. A pool flocculant. It's F-L-O-C-C-U-L-A-N-T. And here it is. Just first one that comes up. Power Flock. BioGuard Power Flock Swimming Pool Flocculant Settling Agent with Digital Pool Care eBook. Here it is, $30. And there's another one here, Super Flock Out. Get the flock out. In the swim, Super Flock Out Pool Water Clarifier, right? So these are sold for cleaning pools. And I don't have an issue with that. They're heavy in aluminum. That's just how they're made. That's what actually causes this effect of clarifying the water. Now, you notice this product is called a water clarifier. Well, somebody realized they could repackage this as a dietary supplement, so they called it Adya Clarity. So it's a water clarifier. They called it Clarity. And then they claimed that it gave you mental clarity. It gave you, you know, clear thinking, which kind of like the claims that Zero Hedge and Epoch Times are making about Shilajit, that it improves or enhances brain function and boosts your energy. And so this black tar really reminds me of the pool flocculant. And there are a lot of unscrupulous operators in the dietary supplements industry who will take what I consider to be more of an industrial product, and they will just repackage it and have a bunch of health claims, and they have insane margins, and they'll sign up a bunch of, you know, affiliates and resellers, and then they'll film, you know, really convincing videos like the water clarifier stuff. You could make a really amazing video because you could take like a jar of water and you could pour this in it, and then you could see the contaminants aggregating and then settling to the bottom. And it was very convincing to a lot of people because the claim was that this is what it does in your body, that it detoxes your body. It takes all these contaminants out of your body. That's actually not what it does in your body. It mostly just gives you more aluminum. And then, you know, your body has to work overtime to try to get rid of all that aluminum. So it was highly deceptive. And interestingly, the FTC never did anything about that product or the fraudulent marketing. And it makes me wonder, you know, the FTC went after a bunch of people talking about, let's say, ivermectin for treating COVID, or the FTC is going after right now the Clear company for selling a xylitol nasal spray that actually works and has scientific validation to block the spike protein. But the FTC never went after these companies that were widely selling across alternative media. They were widely selling this product that was basically, you know, drinkable aluminum. And I think I know why. Because the FTC and the FDA, they want people to be poisoned. They want people to die. We've seen the depopulation agenda now with COVID and with the restriction of making sure people did not have access to ivermectin. And how the FDA and the FTC are always attacking zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and things that can actually help against, you know, assaults on your body or on your health or on your immune system and so on. We see the things that work constantly under attack by the regulators, but things that poison you, they don't touch them. And my theory is, again, they want the public to be poisoned. They want people to suffer and die. And that's exactly what's happening. A lot of people are being poisoned. A lot of people are suffering and dying from many so-called dietary supplements that are not, in my opinion, safe or clean, or in most cases, even tested. And they're not even foods. They're not agricultural products. Now, it doesn't mean that everything that isn't a food isn't safe for you. There can be, for example, you know, magnesium supplements. And magnesium supplements, I think, are very important for human health. But it's always better to get magnesium through your food if you can. And fortunately, Virtually all green plants, well, I think without exception, are high in magnesium and calcium. And by the way, you know, there are calcium supplements. Well, a lot of calcium supplements are contaminated with lead. And that's because lead and calcium tend to go together in nature. Wherever you find calcium carbonate in particular, you're going to find lead. Again, I know this because we've tested so many of these supplements over the years, and we have the numbers, and I think there's been reporting on this as well, that a lot of the cheap calcium carbonate supplements are very highly contaminated with lead. We've seen lead levels in single digits parts per million in calcium supplements. That's why I don't take calcium supplements, by the way. I get calcium from food, from vegetables, from smoothies. So not every non-food supplement is dangerous, but as a general rule, really try to get your nutrition from food and get clean food or grow it yourself if you can. And even then, make sure you're not using biosludge as a fertilizer, because that's human sewage. That's just rebranded fertilizer, by the way. Now, there's one more point in all of this. A lot of the people who take Shilajit swear by its cognitive benefits. They say, well, when I take it, I feel more aware. I feel my brain is more sharp. Well, that's true. They're not lying. But guess what? Cadmium has the same effect. Cadmium is a cognitive stimulant. And coffee is very often contaminated with cadmium. Again, we've seen this over the years of lots of testing of thousands and thousands of coffee samples. Relatively high in cadmium compared to other foods. Well, cadmium is a stimulant, and so is mercury. Do you wonder why in the 16th and 17th and even 18th century, why they were using mercury as medicine? Why was there a practice of inhaling mercury vapors? The answer is simple. It made people feel great. See, today a lot of people don't think about that. Well, why were they taking mercury? That was stupid. You know, surely they must have felt poison. No, they felt awesome. They were breathing in mercury. The mercury was destroying their brain, but at the same time, it was also inflammatory and it was a stimulant. So it stimulated a neurological response because of all the damage that was happening, actually. But it felt like your brain was working better. It felt like a burst of energy. Sometimes when you have a burst of energy, it's not because something good is happening, it's because you're being poisoned. That's true. There are many such toxic poisons. For example, arsenic, lead, mercury, cadmium. And you could argue that certain levels of even, copper are toxic at very high levels, or certain levels of aluminum are toxic at higher levels as well. But what they all have in common is they stimulate you and they make you feel more powerful. Well, hey, so does cocaine, right? Ask Hunter Biden, I guess. Cocaine probably makes you feel all great. And maybe heroin does too. And maybe fentanyl does. It can also kill you. But does that mean you should run around and buy cocaine all the time? Yeah, probably not. Just because something makes you feel great in the moment doesn't mean it's good for you. In many cases, it could be very bad for you, or it could even mean your death. And one final thought in this, by the way, is look at the health of the people that promote these things. Over the long run, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm very careful to avoid toxic elements and toxic products or fad type products. The things that I do promote or endorse are things that I have checked out, things that I've done lab testing on, and I'm very selective about the things that I endorse or the things that I manufacture or distribute or, market. And one of the reasons why that's the case is because I consume all my own products, and so does my wife, and so do both of our families and lots of people, lots of colleagues and friends and coworkers. Lots of people consume our products. People trust our products to be clean. And so do I. I would never sell anything that I would not eat myself. And I would not eat Shilajit. I would not eat zeolites. I would not eat Adia Clarity. I would not eat any kind of concoction of toxic elements. So why would I sell that to somebody else? I wouldn't. Because I have ethics. Because I have integrity. I operate with pro-human morals. I want my readers to be healthier, not sicker. Unlike, you know, Big Pharma. Big Pharma wants you to be sick because then, well, you have to come back and get more drugs and more prescriptions and so on. And by the way, I do believe that the Epoch Times also wants people to be healthy. And so does Zero Hedge as well. Again, they're not maliciously trying to mislead anybody with this kind of thing. They just don't know. They need to do a little bit better research. They need to ask me about these types of things. I can give them quick answers. But exercise caution, folks. Wherever you go across the industry, exercise caution. Make sure that you're getting your products from a reputable source. Make sure you know what's in it. If you don't know, if it's suspicious, like, what is this? It's something that oozes between the rocks. Show me a heavy metals test, right? How about that? There would be a legit question. Show me a heavy metals test. And, you know, you probably shouldn't get your dietary supplements information from a finance website, for one thing. Also find it odd that Zero Hedge is sponsored by the wellness company, which has, you know, all kinds of controversy right now. Just look at Amazing Polly on X, who's apparently mired in a big battle with the wellness company and the history of all the people involved and so on. And I've had people, you know, privately email me and say they had to get out of that whole scene, whatever. That's not the focus of this podcast. I'm just saying that it's odd to me that Zero Hedge, which is a finance-oriented news site, would be sponsored by the wellness company, and then they would promote a dietary product that we have tested to have pretty alarming levels of lead and arsenic and aluminum. It doesn't sound like wellness to me. Not at all. So the bottom line, folks, is exercise discernment, and I will always give it to you straight, as I'm doing here today. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. If I see something sketchy out there, I'm going to call it out, just like I'm doing here right now. And everything I've said here, I can back it up with ISO-accredited laboratory test results, by the way. So anybody wants to, you know, confirm what I'm saying here, go ahead and do your own test. Anybody can reproduce what I'm talking about here. Any competent lab can reproduce this. So don't attack me. Don't challenge me. Go do your own lab tests. You know, the folks at the Epoch Times, you know, mostly good folks there at the Epoch Times. It's a great publication. In fact, I'm hoping to volunteer our AI language model services to help the Epoch Times. I think it's a wonderful publication. But you should do a little more research on things, dietary supplements that you're promoting before you announce that they're great for brain function when they actually may contain toxic elements. Just saying. I mean, I hope you don't think I'm stating something unreasonable here. And by the way, I will say satirically here, if you want to drink lots of aluminum, just buy pool flocculant on Amazon.com. It's way cheaper than these dietary supplements, and it's pretty much the same thing as certain supplements. So there you go. If you want to drink aluminum, there's a cheaper way to poison yourself. By the way, isn't it wild that you have so many people in the natural health industry that will sound the alarm on aluminum in vaccines, which also I believe is very toxic. And I've written about that extensively over the years and researched that. And yeah, there's a lot of aluminum in vaccines. It's an adjuvant. And what is its role in a vaccine? It's to cause an inflammatory response, right? That's the whole purpose of the aluminum in the vaccines, to cause an inflammatory response. So they can say, oh, well, the vaccine generated an immune response. Well, so why are many of the same people who rail against aluminum and vaccines then promoting dietary supplement products that also contain aluminum that have an inflammatory effect on the brain? I thought you were anti-aluminum. Why is aluminum bad in vaccines and good in this dietary supplement that you're promoting? Right? It makes no sense. You should be opposed to aluminum in both cases. There is no dietary need for aluminum. There's no aluminum mineral supplement that you need. Aluminum has no biological function whatsoever other than toxicity, by the way. It's only bad for your body. If you could get rid of all aluminum, that would be good. Oh, and by the way, you know how to get rid of a lot of aluminum? You know how? It's simple. And no, I don't have any financial interest in what I'm about to say, but there's something called ortho-silicic acid, OSA. Ortho-silicic acid, which is it's an amazing supplement that is found naturally in certain spring waters, notably in Fiji water. The Fiji brand of water has naturally occurring ortho-silicic acid. And it gives Fiji water a very specific taste. It's a taste that I've always enjoyed, actually. It's a kind of a sweet taste. It's very subtle. It's rich and sweet. And for many years, when I was drinking Fiji water, I was like, this is the best tasting water ever. Like, how do they make it taste so good? And then years later, I found out, oh my gosh, it's because of the ortho-silicic acid. Well, it turns out that if you drink ortho-silicic acid, then it binds up with the aluminum that's in your blood. And it creates these very large molecules, which are the aluminosilicates, that then your kidneys can grab onto, and then they can flush that aluminum out of your body. So consuming OSA is actually a way to help your body naturally eliminate aluminum. And so since I found that out, I've been drinking water with ortho-silicic acid in it every single day. In fact, let me pull this up. I'll even tell you the brand that I use. And no, it's not an ad and we don't sell it. And here it is. It's Organo, O-R-G-O-N-O, Living Silica. And they have a couple of different formulations. One is called a mineral-based collagen booster. Supports joints and bones. And guess what? It's not loaded with lead and aluminum and cadmium and other toxic elements. Not at all. And this is distributed by, let's see, Silicium Laboratories in Miami, Florida. And their website is livingsilica.com. So I can recommend that product. And again, we don't sell it and we don't earn anything from it. I'm just trying to help you not poison yourself. If you want to detox and actually get aluminum out of your body, this is going to help you do that. Ortho-silicic acid. And by the way, this is different from just straight up silica. So yeah, you can take a horsetail herb and you can get silica, but that's not the same as ortho-silicic acid, which is a very specific molecular configuration. And silica by itself, which of course is made out of silicon, the element silicon, which is why horsetail grows in sand, because sand is made of obviously silicon. If you eat a lot of horsetail, mostly that silica just goes right through you, by the way. It's not really bioactive. It doesn't do anything. But ortho-silicic acid is different. All right, well, that's what I wanted to get across for you today. Just share this wisdom. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be able to effectively, truly detox. And it really is frustrating to me as someone who has worked to educate people and help enhance their health and wellness for over 2 decades. It's very frustrating to me to see people promoting things that contain toxic elements. And as much as I try to sound the alarm on that, there are still a bunch of hucksters in the industry that will do crazy things like repackaging pool flocculant and selling it as a dietary supplement. And I think that's criminal, personally. But as far as I know, nobody has been charged with anything. Nobody's been fined. The FTC doesn't care. The FDA doesn't care. Nobody gives a crap, except apparently me. I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't know anybody else in this industry that gives a crap about the fact that people are being poisoned with certain dietary supplements. Because mostly when I talk about this, I just get a bunch of hate from people like, oh, yeah, you're talking about my favorite supplement. Well, hey, you want to go ahead and poison yourself and kill yourself? That's your business. I'm just trying to help the people that don't want to poison themselves. It's very simple. If you want to live, follow my advice. If you want to die, do what other already dead people did and keep eating aluminum all day long. Yeah, they're already dead. I mean, cause and effect, folks. Just because somebody has good intentions doesn't change the laws of physics. If you eat a bunch of toxic elements all day, every day, you're probably going to die. And I can't change that, but you can change it It's your decision. You can choose to either poison yourself or to eat in a healthful manner and do actual detox strategies that really work, by the way. It's your choice, just like with vaccines. It's your choice. Some people choose to be jabbed and they're dead. Other people said, no, I'm going to reject the jabs, and they're doing fine. Jabs aren't the only thing that can kill you, folks. There's a lot of stuff out there that can kill you. And as the late Gonzalo Lira said, know what's going on. It's your responsibility to know what's going on and know what you're putting in your mouth. Know what's in it. And then you can protect your health and you can make it through all this. You can navigate this chaotic world where the government regulators actually seemingly want you to be poisoned or dead. Maybe one and then the other. So that's my special report. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can hear more of my podcasts and interviews at Brighteon.com, or of course you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And my handle on X is at HealthRanger, or you can find me at Brighteon.social and also Telegram at RealHealthRanger. Thanks for listening. Take care. Our interviews and content are made possible by your support for HealthRangerStore.com. And today we've got a lot of products back in stock that have been very difficult to get. One of those is 5G Defense. 5G Defense contains this very potent and very expensive ingredient called SOD, superoxide dismutase. And what this does is it helps your body defend itself from the peroxynitrite, which are produced upon exposure to 5G signals or other electromagnetic signals that can penetrate through your skin, by the way. I mean, that's how cell phones work. They penetrate through building walls and vehicles and your skull and your skin. So that creates these very dangerous free radicals in your body that you've got to defend yourself against through a variety of methods. Good nutrition is one of the ways, good sleep, you know, lack of stress and avoiding inflammatory foods. But you can also supplement with 5G Defense. It's back in stock right now. If you show my page on the store here, 5G Defense powder, 1.2 ounces. This is very potent. It's a powder. You can blend it into any smoothie or drink very easily, and it's available now. So also back in stock, we have the Organic Turmeric Gold Plus, which has black pepper and ginger in it as well. This is available. Multiple bottles are a little bit less expensive. All lab tested, certified organic, and of course, non-GMO, and so on and so forth. We've got NAC, N-acetylcysteine, back in stock at the store as well. And that's something that's been difficult to get. Coconut oil back in stock. We've also got back in stock our Organic Seven Treasures Mushroom Powder, which combines seven potent functional mushrooms. You can see the label right there. It's got reishi powder, shiitake powder, cordyceps, all organic, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. This is available in the powder form, not capsules currently, but in powder form. This can be blended easily into various drinks as well. So we've got these products and more available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And I think we've got freeze-dried organic corn in the number 10 cans as well. That's something that's been out of stock for a long time. So here we go. Long-term storable, essentially rodent-proof number 10 cans, great for long-term storage. Freeze-dried, which retains the taste, the texture, the nutrients, the colors, good for a very long time. Just keep it, you know, closed up and then keep it in a place that's not hot or damp. Just keep it dry and cool, and this will last for many years. It's an excellent preparedness item. We've also got freeze-dried fruits and other vegetables as well. Just check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. In fact, if you go there, check this out. You can search for freeze-dried, as I'm doing here, and you can see yellow miso powder, apple, blueberries, corn, and show all results, and you're going to see all the different freeze-dried products that we have. Amazing. Lots to choose from. Yeah, here's mango and chopped kale and strawberry pieces and raspberries and so much more. So if you want real food, real certified organic, lab-tested, long-term storable food for your survival pantry, we've got it for you. And we actually have good inventory right now because our production has been going quite well lately, amazingly. We have good relationships with suppliers, and we can't get everything we want, but we're getting a pretty good supply at the moment. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com, And by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platform, our work, our guests, our content, and the projects that we're working on to bring you more things that will benefit you and help you stay prepared. So thank you for all your support. God bless you. God bless America. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.